Kabu Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor One Word's Alive Tour on Thursday, April 5th, 7 p.m. at Specs Records and Tapes, 8216 North Denver Avenue in Portland. This in-store performance by One Word for his Alive Spring Tour will be followed by several sets from local hip-hop support, Lisa Vasquez, Burt Sienna, Valvoline, and Northern Draw. This is an all-ages show, again, all ages. That's One Word's Alive Tour at Specs Records, 8216 North Denver Avenue in Portland on Thursday, April 5th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Kabu Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of How to Train Pugs at Work on Thursday, April 5th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Studio 1 at Kabu Radio. Portland Underground Graduate School hosts a one-day workshop on how people learn, how to teach where your learner is and what they need to know, and how to implement it in your professional and personal life. Again, that's How to Train Pugs at Work on Thursday, April 5th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Studio 1 at KBOO Radio, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good evening. The time is 7:01. You are listening to the one and only KBOO Portland. Up next is Calculated Conversations.
Welcome, welcome. It's Calculated Conversation. We back. Another Tuesday up under the belt. I'm your host, David Jefferson. My good co-host, Ken Jones, in the building.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We back, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Another week up under the belt. How you been, bro?
Right, man. Growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing.
Okay. Getting, I like that hat.
Getting older, getting wiser. Yes. Hey, my brother just said the same thing. I was like, where you get that hat from?
Yeah, that's kind of funky.
I was like, man, let me keep that on the under because I'm trying to be exclusive now.
But, I see what you did there.
Yeah. So we got a pretty cool show ahead of us again. Uh-huh. This is our fifth show, right?
Number five. We on five.
Yeah, we on five now, man, and we having a good time again. Thanks to everybody for listening, man. We got some of the most amazing feedback you'd ever want to hear after starting a new radio show after only a few weeks. Man. You know, like we overwhelmed. We extremely grateful. We in awe, very appreciative, and we just loving the support and the communication and the feedback and the suggestions and the participation from the people, man. So thank you so much for that.
Right. Yeah, we even got a couple little emails sent to the email. We've been getting a few follows on the Twitters.
That's right. We on we also on Facebook at Calculated Conversation. We got a fan show, a fan page, I mean.
Righteous. And the Twitter is at Calculated Talk, and then the Gmail is calculatedconversation@gmail.com, singular, not plural.
Right. So let's just keep these conversations going. The more we talk, you know, we feel like the closer we get, you know, the more information that's shared, the wiser we get, you know, and that's the goal, is to make sure that we share information and we don't, you know, prohibit or inhibit that, you know, based off differences or any misunderstandings or, you know, bad calculations and whatnot.
Holla.
So today we got a show. And remember, man, please call in, though. We had some amazing callers last week, man. We'd like to keep y'all calling in and letting us know, like, what you think and how you feeling and give us your experience. You know, like, everything means something to us because whatever you give us, we grow and we give back to the community and to the other listeners. So we all kind of growing together as one big institution of education out here in the society college, you know?
Righteous.
So we're going to get the phone number. I mean, we're going to give the number out.
The 503-231-8187.
Right.
So y'all can...
I almost gave you my number. Hey, right. Wait. 503.
You ain't going crazy. 231-8187.
We had a wonderful supporter and fan of the show named Julia Taylor. Who,
shout out.
She made some suggestions today. She figured that it'd be nice to hear a little bit more about accountability. You know, some information about vision, you know, life vision, goal vision. And also, you know, my co-host Ken had some great ideas too. So in the end, we gonna ended up with the idea of just kind of feeling yourself. Not like Mac Dre, but more like feeling your feelings, like, you know, your internal feelings and, you know, being comfortable with that and that one with that and transparent with yourself with that. And so that you can see yourself clearly and make the best decision for yourself in the future. So, accountability. Man, I'll let you start off, Cam. Man, I always kind of hog in the beginning. So,
I think, you know, when I think of the idea of accountability, you know, it makes me think of like where we sign phone contracts and we pay that bill every month before that due date, right? We sign leases to apartments and we pay rent every month. We lease a car, we pay that bill every month because we're being held accountable based on signing on that line. And the thing that we got to start doing with ourselves more is holding ourselves accountable in that same kind of way. I feel like you got to make contracts almost with yourself the same way you pay these bills monthly, guaranteed on this date by this day, is the same way you should be approaching yourself and the things you set forward for yourself. And again, granted me saying this, it's a lot of things I need to get better at as far as, you know, things like working out. I mean, that's one of those easy things to put off, a million reasons why not, why I can't, why there's not enough time. But if it was something, you know, I don't make those excuses when it comes to paying these bills and taking care of the things I need to. Now, stepping back from that little high horse, The idea of accountability, basically just standing up and whatever it is that you put your words, you give your word, or anything you put yourself out there for, that you stand by that. No matter what the circumstance, you stand up and you show up and be present for what that is that you committed to. Right. And that's what not only speaks volumes for you, your character, who you are, but it also does something, I think, for yourself, right. To help keep you going, right. To help you keeping you follow up. It's kind of like the idea of the snowball effect. You know, you do these little things, they start building up, picking up, and you make this a part of your life, make this a thing that you do regularly, and it becomes a part. It doesn't become a chore. It doesn't become right. something that you actually got to think about. After a while, it just becomes second nature. It's reflex, right. And being accountable is everything. So passing the ball behind the back over to you, what's your stance on this?
Accountability. I actually got a chapter on that, too. I know every time I say it, I'm like, I got a chapter on that. Like, how many chapters do you have, brother? No, I really do, because, I mean, honestly, like, I really do believe that accountability, it has to be at the forefront of any level of growth, mm-hmm. you know, because like you have to realize, I mean, you have to say it's you. I remember, I think a few shows ago, maybe two or three shows ago, you asked me what was one of the things that kind of sparked my mind and kind of helped me be the man that I am and do the things that I do and try the things that I try. And mm-hmm. and the growth that I've had, you know, like within the last like 6 years has been like amazing, you know, like mm-hmm. especially mentally. And I think it was realizing that everything that had happened in my life had something to do with a decision that I made.
Right.
You know, and most people don't really think that what's happening to them has anything to do with their own decisions.
The sum total of all your decision making got you to this moment right here, right now.
And that's what I realized. And yeah. I've been that person before, so I haven't always understood this concept, you know, but yeah. Now I'm kind of more aware of that. Now I realize that once I kind of realized it was all on me, you know what I mean? I know where I'm from. I know where I was born. I know what kind of environment I was raised in, you know, and I know what I was taught and what I wasn't taught, uh-huh. you know, but at some point, you still have to try to advance mentally and emotionally in spite of all those things. I mean, like, uh-huh. and I mean, I know they're hard. I mean, we grew up in a tough environment, you know, right. and it's like, but at some point, your experiences should tell you you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, your experiences usually is what should hold you accountable. I think whereas the average person typically blames a lot of their downfalls, a lot of their pain and anguish on some other person, place, or thing. You know, from what I see, you know, I mean, yeah. you can see that again. Like, I hate to keep bringing up social media, but you really get a dive into the minds of people's psyche. Man, you know what I'm saying? And it lets you know things that people, the way they think and the way they feel and what they go through. And these are normally things we wouldn't know, mm-hmm. you know, before social media came to the forefront. This online revolution, I call it. But
shit, it came
it came to the forefront, you know. But it's like, I do realize that most people really, they really don't take full accountability for those things that happen to them. And so because of that, they look for resolution on the outside. I want this, my boyfriend to fix my problem. My girlfriend right. should fix this. The system should fix this. I mean, there's so many, like my parents, because of my parents, right. it's because of where I'm from. You know, and those things do provide, you know, let me, you know, not sugarcoat it. Those things do provide a major barrier. Yeah. You know, at some point, the only way you're still going to get around that is some level of accountability. Maybe not from what you were given or what you were born with or what you were taught, but accountability for what your growth and what you can learn now and what you can do at this point when you right. realize these things don't work and they hold you back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so the accountability is huge, you know, and I'm going to let you, I want to get back to that, but yeah. You sound like you had a good
interjection. No, I was just thinking, like, people ship their feelings and package them up and ship them in a way that it's this idea that things happen to me as opposed to just things happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Things happen in our day to day in the way that we're going through through life. And I think there's this thing that like the universe is out to get me.
Right.
And it's the poor me.
Right.
And being okay with, well, this, I know something bad is gonna happen. I know this is gonna happen. This always happens. This always happens.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, there's definitely a piece in there where if that's what you're searching for, you're not holding yourself accountable in the way of you're holding yourself to this standard of things happening to you that you don't want happening.
Right.
Right. Right. And so taking accountability that some of this you bring it on yourself because you're searching for that.
Right.
That's almost what you're going. That's what you're looking for because that's your expectation.
Right.
So you're not holding your the accountability is not in I can do this. I've set this out for myself and I'm going to get here. Right. What you're holding yourself accountable for is everything wrong that's happening.
Right.
And that's what you're feeding.
Right.
That's what people.
Right.
You know what I mean? A lot of us. And again, we've all been there of that why me moment.
Right. Right.
You know, and that I think that's just natural, especially as you know, we they say bad things happen in three and all these, you know, different sayings. Mm-hmm. And when you are in a low, you know, riding the highs and the lows of life, when you are in those ruts, there's a lot of moments of starting to question, and that's normal.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's definitely normal. But the thing in those moments is sitting and evaluating, really trying to sit and evaluate, like, why? What am I contributing right. to the situation that's right here in front of me?
Right.
What am I doing to avoid this, or right. what can I do to actually take this and flip it around to make it work for me?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's, I think, just a lot of, I don't want to say a lot. I just think there's people who embrace the negative stuff that comes towards them mm-hmm. and use that almost as a crutch. Of sorts.
Yeah,
use that as, well, this happened. Like, there's people with crazy stories, but their resolution to it was something that brought them to a peace, a point, and for them to overcome that and be able to be an example.
Right.
You know, to take all that negative energy and turn that anger and these different feelings and to use that as the fuel to run through to the next spot in which they want to be.
Exactly.
And then there's others that let that fuel burn inside of them and burn everything, all their hopes, their dreams, all these things, and let that burn right up.
Right.
And they stay stuck there.
Right.
And that, I mean, it's sad to see on the outside. And I think just, again, a lot of people who live in that bubble, they're not able to see through that smoke. That flame that's burning, creating that smoke in front of them, they're not seeing far enough to grab that hand that's trying to reach in and pull them out. You know what I mean? And those people definitely can come out of that. It take a little bit more work and a little bit more patience. And, you know, that's also, you know, not for everybody.
Right.
That's right. Not for everybody.
Like a little more creativity, you know, like a little more mindfulness like we had talked
right.
about. You really do have to think. And you have to kind of, you know, even within, you know, accountability, you still got to calculate your actions and, you know, and sometimes you got to recalculate and sometimes the math and the numbers that you were raised with don't equal out to the numbers you need no more.
Right.
So you change the numbers,
right.
you know,
right.
you just grow. Like if you got a stream of water, you know, and it's kind of hitting a brick wall that's kind of shaped like a, you know, let's say like a upside down T or something, like it's hitting the top first, like the water's just gonna go around.
Right.
And it's gonna just, wherever it can find a hole, it's gonna find a hole and it's gonna get through there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, we don't, as humans, we're not taught to find holes. We taught to wait on other people to create the holes. And if they don't create them, then they are preventing us from thriving. And that's not our problem.
Right.
You know? And I just, and that accountability is really, it's an extremely healthy thing, man. You know, it's something that is hard to do because you got to, because so once you take accountability, like, you have to do work after that. See, that's the thing. If you can just blame it on somebody else and you got no work to do.
Right.
You don't have to do nothing.
To look at yourself in the mirror.
You don't have to find a way
like,
out.
You know.
You don't need to look for a resolution. You don't have to create change. You don't have to grow. You don't have to do anything but say, hey, as long as they're stopping me, then I can't go anywhere.
Right.
You know, and that's where most people sit, you know, and so. And then you got those rare creators, those visionaries. They don't really want to be confined to old rules. They don't really want to be confined to tradition or the path. They want to create new things based off new energy, you know, based off new times. You know,
traditions can have a strong hold, though. That's, you know, that's the crazy thing is traditions being so rooted in people. Right. I think sometimes, you know, for the ones that are stuck in that,
right,
because this is their lineage. They just, right, the torch got passed to them and they running with that same torch. They watched how that first lap guy did. They grabbed the torch and trying to run it the same way. Right. And it usually takes somebody really having, I feel like, a crazy fall.
Right.
To have to view everything from the ground and looking up to trigger that, if they don't have the people around them giving the right stuff.
I think the crazy fall, number one, has to hurt, and number two, they have to decide they don't want to hurt no more.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people fall, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's just normal. I'm going to just keep falling and toppling over.
Part of the process.
Yeah, you got to hurt, then you got to decide, like, I don't want to feel that no more.
Right.
You know, and then you say, then that's when people make changes. That's accountability.
Like, yeah.
You know, nobody pushed me, like my shoes wasn't tied.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or my feet was too big and I couldn't sit, you know, whatever the case was.
Didn't blame it on the rain.
You slipped off, you know. Maybe you had on, you know, penny loafers, you know, or something on a slippery surface. When you should have had on turf shoes.
Doing a four flat 40 and the penny loafers. You know,
but yeah, accountability, man. That's a wonderful thing. It's just taking a mirror. It's just looking at it, and it's saying, I'm not happy with what I'm doing or what I'm seeing out of myself. And at this point, I'm gonna make some changes. I'm not gonna put that on nobody else. I'm gonna start with the changes, and I'm gonna let the universe change with me and help me, you know, incorporate those changes and even help me even do better. You know, once the universe see you working and they see you take accountability, man, they start looking out for you. You know, and that's just the natural law of attraction. There's nothing you can do about that. And if you don't make those changes, they don't really care about you. The universe don't look at you no more. Mm. And that's when people think the whole world's against them. Mm. And really, you actually are your whole world.
Right.
When you say it that way. Once you against you, yes, the world's against you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because they, you know, they going off your energy about yourself and what you doing with your own, you know, your own self-awareness,
right,
and self-worth and accountability. They work off that. And so if you against yourself, they definitely against you too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you for yourself, you believe in yourself, and you push that good energy out in the universe, the universe is with you too. You'll find that people are with you, and you'll be with people. And then all these bridges will just be built like simultaneously, like all around you. And eventually, whatever direction you decide to go, your people gonna be on that side, you know? And I think that's the beauty of taking accountability. And nobody really wants to work with somebody or be in a relationship with somebody, you know, or be close to somebody that constantly blames people,
man,
or other things for what they got going on. It's discouraging, man. It's disheartening, it's tiring, and it's bloody ears is what results from that, you know? And it's like, at some time, man, you really gotta look at yourself. And I know it's hard. Society don't teach us that.
Right.
Everything they teach us is to blame somebody else. They always teach us to blame somebody else. Always. And so you got to
delegate the blame.
Right. Give the blame away so you can feel good about yourself. If you blame somebody else, then you don't have to take on any feelings or any responsibility.
Right.
And that'll be way easier for you.
Right.
And so you can take the easy route and just sit there, you know what I mean, on the couch and eat noodles. You know, or you can really take accountability, get up and get in traffic and go get your, you know, go eat, so to speak, go get your steak.
And another piece off of that is that I think that people are okay with you having flaws. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, I think, too, when it comes to accountability, of putting it on somebody else to make it seem like you didn't mess up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And this idea that, no, I do everything right. So, like, you guys will respect, or whatever it may be you're seeking from people, as opposed to understanding that people can respect that you're human.
Right.
And that you make mistakes.
Right.
It's something about somebody being able to step up and be like, bro, this is on me. This was my fault. You know, I did this. I could have did this. And this would have worked out.
Right.
But I didn't. My bad. Right. Moving forward, right, I'm going to make the necessary adjustments to go on. I feel like there's something in that creates a better rapport with people, mm-hmm, when they can see that piece of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? As opposed to being like, oh, I would have been here, but this and this and this. It's like, okay, cool. Like, things happen. Mm-hmm. We get it. But that only works one or two times. And then people start losing faith in what it is that you're bringing to them.
Right.
If you always have a reason.
Right.
We all got reasons
right.
for everything.
Right.
But if you always have one of those, a couple are excusable.
Right.
Right. We can excuse them. Sometimes things do happen. But if we're constantly relying on that and using that as our crutch, as opposed to just stepping up and be like, well, like, I slept in a little bit. Right. You know what I mean? Or I didn't even want to come. So I took the long route.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I got a funny story about accountability. You know, like, first off, let me, you know, state for the record, like, I'm completely against road rage. I don't believe in it.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people working on that. I ride with people like, you angry at somebody you don't know because they made a mistake in traffic that we all make from time to time? Are you that upset? And so it's cool, you know what I mean? So I understand that, you know, it takes time to really get on that, you know, to really kind of be able to, you know, kind of process what's happening,
right?
Because anger is a really easy, you know, emotion to immediately go to.
Yeah.
And that's what we taught to go to. But I remember one time I made a mistake in traffic. and some dude, and I'll never forget this, man. This dude was upset. He was on my tail. He was kind of riding around.
He was also 86. Keep going.
Yeah. He could have been like 86 or, you know, 81. But, you know, but he was so upset. I made a mistake. I don't know if I turned too late, too soon, going too slow. Ain't no telling what I was doing, man. But either way, I turned in front of him, something. Either way, he was so upset. I mean, he didn't know who I was or, you know, what I looked like or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And so for a second, I got upset. I was like, I'm about to hop out this car. You know what I mean? And we're going to figure this out. And so, but instead of that, like I had a thought that went over me. And I don't know what thought this was. I guess it was just the energy, you know, because I wasn't even really at the mental level I'm at now. Because this was at least like seven, 8 years ago.
Okay.
But I just never forgot it, you know. And so I said, let me slow down so I can look this guy in the face.
Right.
You know? And so I looked down, so I slowed my vehicle down. He pulled up kind of next to me. You know, he probably didn't expect me to, you know, be who I was.
Right.
You know. Probably thought I was some old cat just driving like, you know, like Miss Daisy or whatever. But and so he pulled up on me. I rolled my window down and I looked him calmly dead in the eye and I said, And I don't know what made me say this, because I was a little upset. But I looked at him, I said, I apologize, I made a mistake. And he looked at me like, and he was throwing all the way off.
Right. He took all the air out.
He was throwing all the way off. I'll never forget that, you know. And I could have got out and been upset, been angry, you know, got into a fight, you know, because it wasn't like he was threatening. He wasn't big. He looked a little weaker than me, you know. But even then, that's not enough to be tough to people. You know, just because somebody's weaker or you think they might be physically whatever, that's really not a reason to go ahead and take that route. I was still apologetic to him, and I told him I made a mistake, and it threw him off, you know, and he didn't know what happened, and he just kind of drove off like, oh, okay, that was weird.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? At first I wanted to kind of get on his level, but I didn't let him take me there.
Right.
And instead, I just kind of, you know, I looked at him straight in his eyes and said, I apologize, I made a mistake.
See, that is dope.
You know what I mean? And once you apologize or you be accountable, it's not a lot of things that people can do or say to you after that. You know what I mean? And that's why he drove off.
Right.
You know what I mean? He drove off because what do you say after that? What do you say?
You don't.
I'm still upset.
You hit the gas pedal.
You know, you hit the gas pedal. Yeah. And I thought that, you know, that was a long time ago, but it was just kind of a wonderful display, man, of how accountability works and the fact that you can actually... You know, I felt good after that. You know, you can feel carefree. You can feel like I did my job. I did the best that I can do at that point. Yes, I made a mistake. Yes, I'm human. You know, yes, it was my fault. It wasn't yours. And so I'm letting you know, I don't know you. I mean, we could go another route with this, but the fact is I made a mistake and I apologize.
Right.
You know, and I make it a point to try to apologize to any and everybody that I cross intentionally or unintentionally.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times there's a big difference between intentions and results. And that's also a chapter in the book. But we also have to be accountable for that as well. Even things that you don't intend. See, and that's the toughest, that's one of the toughest things I've seen people struggle with, is having to be accountable for things that they didn't intend on happening.
Yeah.
So now you have to decide if, you know, if your good intentions are going to save you or if your results are still a little bit, you know, disruptive of somebody else's life.
Right.
And take accountability for that.
See,
that's different. See, we ain't ready for that. We ain't ready. Oh, wait, before we go further, make sure y'all call in, tap in with us. We'd like to hear what you got to say. 503-231-8187. We on accountability. It's your host, David Jefferson, my co-host, Ken Jones. This is the Calculated Conversation Show. We talking about things that make sense and equal out to a reasonable outcome for society as a whole.
Man, I think one of the joints that I struggle with and have struggled with is doing what you did, where automatically, my bad, you know, that's my fault.
Right.
And then somebody's still pushing.
Yeah, boom.
That's where the conflict in my mind jumps in.
Right.
Because at this point, in a sense, I've already submitted and been like, look, it's good. And you're still pushing the issue that preceded that.
Right.
That's, I think, where you find a lot of us having to really figure it out.
Right.
And that's where things can get tricky. I'm open to, you know, an apology.
Right.
I think if somebody's able to step up and be like, you know, my bad, I wouldn't take it there. But I definitely struggle when others don't. And right. I'm working on that. Again, yeah. I'm a work in progress in a lot of ways, especially when it comes to the car stuff. Just the car stuff, like, I'm not, it's more of me doing something, like you said, and then somebody going crazy and doing the most. And it's kind of like, because I guess there are certain things that I've looked at through my life, and this is something, again, where it's changing over the last few years, where, and the internet breeds this too, because if you'll do this behind a computer, over the phone, through an email, mm-hmm. or in your car, then you should do this in person, face to face. And how many situations have been where somebody's getting crazy, they stop, park their car, we both get out, then they see me, and all of a sudden it's back to my car.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, so I got it. Yeah.
It's those pieces. And again, as I say, I'm a work in progress. I've gotten better at waving, just waving in my rear view, or waving out the window with a smile on my face, knowing that they're upset. Probably not always the best thing. But that's my way of not going to the extras. I'm not flipping people off and being crazy. Like, I'm not doing all that lane swerving. It would get dangerous at that point.
Yeah. Let's not get it wrong, people. That it can be frustrating when somebody's really disrespecting you in traffic. You know, it can be frustrating. And this is just a small example. Like, this show is not about traffic.
This is something.
It's not about road rage, okay?
But I feel this is across the board, though. But no matter where you're from.
This is an aspect of social awareness and social accountability. This is just happened to be the example that we happen to break down, because I feel like it's one of the most prevalent. There's not a lot of people that I've ridden with that didn't have some level of road rage, you know. And I'm sitting, you know, and so it's like, so my only point with that is, at some point you got to worry about yourself and your own energy and the things that you have to do for this day and that you have to do for the rest of society. So, like, how much power do you really want to give a stranger who probably already got mental issues and would like to make sure that you have a couple too before you get to work? You know, and we got to look at that, you know. Go ahead.
Another piece in there, and this is something I actually came across a little while ago, and this has honestly been making me kind of adjust my perspective when driving, is we never know what somebody else is going through in that other car.
Right.
And it may be something that they're actually in a hurry for an actual reason. There may be something actually going on. They could have just got the worst news in their life. They could have got that call to be to the hospital now.
Right.
And so trying to take that into account, that, you know, it's bigger than just me singular right now and what I got to do, but understanding that there are these situations where people are not in their right mind based on actual things that need to happen or are happening to them. So that's just a little piece that I throw out there and I try to remind myself in moments.
Right. Like, somebody could be literally going to the hospital or, you know, going to rescue a loved one from a hostile environment.
Right.
And we just going to, like, Jack's Chicken, you know, or the swap meet to get a t-shirt or something. You know what I mean? Right. It's like, you know what I mean? Right. So you got, and that's the thing, man. Like, that's the main thing with, like, Calculated Conversation Society College. We just really don't know what people are going through, and a lot of times they really don't know how to tell us, because nobody's really well versed, I think, in really communicating their feelings.
Right.
You know, and we have to you know, work on that and find a way to, you know, get people to have these conversations. You know, like, everybody, relationships break up just because of things that aren't said sometimes, and, you know, it's awkward. But back to accountability, you know, enough of road rage, but back to the accountability, like, one of the main things, another one of the main things that I keep saying the main thing, there's so many main things that we all go through. Another main thing is that I noticed that one of the hardest things for people to say is, you know, basically what I told that dude when he pulled up on me is like, I apologize, I made a mistake.
Man.
Like, that's one of the most, like, underrepresented, you know, sentiments that that I've heard as a human since I've been alive.
Right.
That's like, society tells people, like, do not apologize. Once you apologize, you're admitting something is wrong with you.
Right.
And if you want something to be wrong with, if you want people to talk about you and laugh at you and make fun of you, then you know, don't, you're admitting something's wrong with you, and that's what they're going to do. And so it's like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Something is wrong with you if you accept responsibility. If you be accountable for other people, something's wrong with you. Never say I'm sorry. Never apologize for the way you make people feel. They should be apologizing to you for feeling that way.
Right. Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
And so, like, so all these destructive, like, like, all these destructive philosophies is like ruining, like, people connected. It's like ruining everything. Like, so many problems could be solved with a simple apology. Like, so many relationships mended, so many people's employment maintained. You know what I mean? Like so many people not kicked out the house.
Right.
Like, there's so many situations, man. Like, you know, so many businesses, you know, relationship that could have continued.
Mm-hmm.
Just because somebody didn't say, you know what, I apologize. And the bottom line is, let's go deeper. It's hard to trust somebody who can't say I'm sorry.
Hey.
It's hard to trust them. You know why? Hey. Because you never know when that's going to happen again.
Hey.
If they don't say that I made a mistake, if they don't say I screwed up or I apologize, then you don't know that they know that they did anything wrong.
Right.
And you don't know that that's not going to happen again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't know that you're not going to go crazy after keep dealing with this.
Yes.
You know, and so that's why it's important. So, like, I make it a point to, you know, my mom taught me to always say, I'm sorry. But even then, we forget that, I think, as we grow up and become men and women and we get out into the world. And then it's like, I don't have to apologize to nobody for being me or, you know.
Right.
And it ain't really just being you. You should always be you. But if you affect somebody in an adverse way, whether intentional or unintentional, I mean, it's okay to say, you know what, like, I apologize.
I think, too, a thing we got to also add in there, one of the slippery slopes of being okay with apologizing and being okay with saying I was wrong, especially, I think, feel like in relationship settings, right, where you might be mature enough to be able to put that out, and then for your partner, they may take that as you're always wrong.
Right.
You're all, and so then it for somebody that's not emotionally mature, they start taking that as he or she is always doing so, always apologize, you know, and that's where that can get weird.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's one of those things that I've seen, I've witnessed it, been a part of it, and know that trying to just avoid the argument, trying to avoid anything going haywire because it ain't that serious. And seeing how that can almost backfire if you're not dealing with somebody with that type of maturity to understand what the situation is, really.
Right.
You know? So, just needed to throw that in there.
Well, that makes sense. And I think that, let me see, I wrote a post last night on Facebook. What did it say? I'll be writing so much stuff. Oh, I said, I don't know, it was kind of a random thought. I think I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine named Pauline. Somebody who I always go to for the chop up session when it's time to get deep and get some clarity.
Okay.
I think I was saying, I said, you've got to get comfortable with those uncomfortable conversations. It's really the only way to move forward in any situation. There are certain conversations you just can't run from. They will keep chasing you until you face them. So go have them. And so, yeah. So that was, so, and basically what you saying, like, if you got somebody in your life who takes advantage of the fact that you own up and that you're accountable, and now you got to exercise energy management because this person is not grown enough to understand the importance of an apology,
right?
And the value and what it brings to a relationship or any kind of a union, you know, it's really intended there. I mean, the goal for accountability is not to say something's wrong with me; it's to say that I want to grow.
Right.
I'm ready to grow, and I'm going to grow with you in this interaction, whether it's business, relationship, family, sibling, you know, father, child, whatever. I'm trying to grow with you. This is an opportunity for us to look at what happened and one of us to accept, or both of us to accept accountability right. for our individual roles and move forward. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's for. And so if anybody takes it as anything other that, then I'll say that they may be damaged by society.
Man.
They may be zombies and not aliens.
Ooh.
Hey, we still waiting on y'all to call in. 503-231-8187. Please don't be afraid. We're not going to grill nobody. We just want to get the information that you have incorporated into what we're doing and bring some clarity to ourselves and the listeners involved and everybody else. So,
righteous. And before we jump into the vision, I want to just touch on the whole the feeling thing. For the people, I think one of the more difficult things to do with ourselves, especially, you know, in the go, we gotta be tough. We gotta stand strong. We just gotta keep pushing, not allowing ourselves time. Okay.
Yeah, let's pass Carl through. We need some energy.
All right,
bring Carl in. Carl. Ooh, Carl said not today. First of all, I didn't call you. Is he coming back?
Well, until that happened, as far as feeling the feelings and taking the time to process your feelings and understanding just the importance in that. Because avoidance, you know, they can have an adverse effect on your physical well-being along with your mental health. And trying to hold all the weight of just day-to-day navigating life and the situations that hit you, you know, and trying to, you know, stay busy, doing busy stuff so you don't have to think about it. You know, rather it's taking on crazy workloads or resorting to whatever's to try to bury that pain and hide it. It ends up showing back up in these ways mm-hmm. that are detrimental, again, not only right. mentally, but physically. Right. Thinking of that, having to take time out for yourself to really have some you time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That real self-care, being able to sit back and if you have a situation, well, hold on right quick. We're going to jump in. Carl jump in right quick, and then we'll get back to this.
Okay. We got a call coming in. Carl.
Carl, you there?
Yeah.
Carl, you there?
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling to the show, man. I'm David. My co-host, Ken Jones. Where you calling from?
Portland,
okay. What's going on, Carl?
From the first show.
Oh.
You know what? I thought this might be you, man. I have to save your number. What's up, Carl?
Well, for some reason, there's like a busy signal in the background. But anyway, I just wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about.
Okay.
Just that, you know, accountability is everything.
Yes.
Because, you know, are you still there?
Yeah, we still here.
I'm going to call in again because, something's wrong with the phone.
Okay. It's a little technical difficulty going on. We're gonna get Carl back on the line here in just a second.
Right, just a second.
But yeah, jumping back into there, taking a second to kind of sift through, you know, whatever your situation is, and an important thing is to not judge your emotions, not judging yourself or feeling a certain type of way about something. Whether you sad, you feel like as you may be a man and like I don't cry, I can't cry, but a situation hurts you. To take that time out, if that's what you got to do, go lock yourself in the bathroom and turn the shower on and do what you got to do. And if it's that serious, put some shampoo in your eyes so you have a reason to say that's why you was crying, if that's what you need mentally to be able to purge that out.
Right.
And then once you confront that emotion, be okay with yourself resolving that. Regardless if somebody else had a piece in that, had a hand in that, you resolve it with yourself. If you can get it resolved with yourself, whatever somebody else is doing, that's on them. Right. But you coming to peace with yourself and pushing on, they got to deal with whatever it is they did to you.
Right.
And that's something, you know, you gotta be okay with that. Because if not, then you're gonna keep chasing after something, mm-hmm. trying to make them resolve it for you,
right?
As opposed to you being able to get over that and get by that. So I think that's something that needs to be pushed. And it's like, you know, I got a tattoo across my collarbone that I got in my early 20s that say more heart than feelings.
Mm.
And that was, I seen that you was write what that, I stood on.
I seen you write that before.
Right, that's my tagline. I mean, it's more heart than feelings.
That threw me for a loop. I was like, what that mean? Hopefully. Okay. So we got a call coming in. Carl's calling in from Portland. He was one of our first calls, I think,
yes.
Like last month. Carl, you there?
Now I hear you.
Hey,
good to hear from you again, yep. Carl. What's happening?
Oh, just good subject, accountability, I guess. I think that my thought is that as we learn and grow and understand, ultimately that we're only accountable to ourselves, and that that's really all there is. That's all we have is ourselves. And you know, and I think that for those of us that have a grasp on that, you know, it's up to us to share that with others.
Yes.
and that you know, to, you know, it's like when, if it's like with your kids, you know, when they do something wrong and, you know, they don't want to tell you, but, you know, you just say, look, it's okay. Just tell me what happened and we'll, you know, we know you're doing your best. We just accept it and we move on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just, you know, and I think, and just the fact that we all are doing our very best, regardless of, you know, the dude that's driving like a maniac, he's doing his best, unfortunately.
Right.
You know,
that's true, though.
it's disrupting. But, you know, I think that the mistake we make is that we see that other person that's different or doing something we think's weird or doesn't make sense.
Right.
And we automatically condemn them for their behavior. And we think that, oh, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah,
well,
right,
yeah.
They're actually just like we are. They're just in a different place.
Right, and, right. And we could have caught them just at one of those moments. You know what I mean? We all have those moments, and we could have just happened to catch them at that one moment that they're a little off.
Right.
That they're not on their normal track. We caught them on that one day that they just can't hold it all together. So that's a great point.
And that's why I just apologize to them. I apologize, man. I made a mistake.
Like, exactly.
I don't know what you're going through, but it's got to be something for you to be this upset at me and trying to run me into the Starbucks.
the mistake that, you know, we're all guilty of it, but like I said, at some stage in your life, hopefully you can, you know, we understand that if we react negatively, all we get is the same shit back at us.
That's right.
But if we react positively, that's what we get.
Right.
And so it's you get whatever you give. And so, you know, it's really, life can be that simple.
That's right.
That's the crazy nature of being a human being, is that it is really as simple as, you know, loving and caring for yourself and for anyone around you. And yet, you know, we have these minds that take us on these crazy journeys. And
These journeys that make us think that we deserve way more than what we're given. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like we want all the good stuff back, but we've given out all the bad stuff, and we can't, you know, we're confused at our results. And that's precisely why we're talking about these formulas and these calculated conversations and actions. We want to calculate our results, you know, properly, based off the energy we illuminate in the beginning, in the forefront. Right, Carl?
Yep, exactly.
Of course.
Righteous.
And when you mentioned that, you know, that wanting, there's, you know, that's kind of at the root of all of our, you know, we want attention. We want that attention somehow, however we get it, through things or whatever, or relationships. And it makes me think of this kid that I saw this video on the internet about, this kid that was in juvenile detention, back east somewhere, and they were talking to him, and, you know, I mean, he's just any like any other regular kid, you know, and they were talking to him about how, you know, it wasn't that he was hungry, you know, his mom was taking care of him and providing for him, and, you know, they had a place to live and eat and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but he wanted the stuff. He wanted the phone. He wanted the shoes. He wanted the, and that's why he, you know, he didn't need those things, but he, you know, he wanted them, even though, you know, that's how kids are. But mm-hmm. anyway, it's that, you know, it's that wanting. We think we need those things that gets us in trouble.
Right.
Right. Right. It makes sense.
Make our anchor room.
Yep.
Well, I definitely appreciate anyway. You giving a call in to us, Carl.
Enough said.
Yes. And
okay.
Thank you again.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in for the second time, Carl. Feel free to chime in anytime you hear us on air, okay?
Yep. Thanks.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Right, so I think we got another caller. Is Kim on the line? Or did she?
Yeah.
She's still with us.
I'm here.
Kim, right. How you doing? Thanks for calling into the show. Where are you calling from?
Sure. Gladstone.
Gladstone. Oh. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Cool.
Having a good evening.
Ooh.
What do you think of the show? What we're talking about?
You know, I really appreciate what you guys were talking about earlier about responsibility,
mm-hmm.
taking responsibility for yourself, and also, you know, when you apologize to somebody, when you know you're in the wrong.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I also have found, you know, as I've gotten older, that it's also important to apologize when you feel you're not in the wrong, but someone else thinks that you are.
Hmm.
And I think sometimes that takes a little bit more work on yourself.
Yeah.
To do that, because, you know, I've realized, you know, that for me to apologize doesn't mean that I'm the weaker person, or, you know, that I'm not as good, that mm-hmm. you know, that I'll apologize to somebody basically to keep the relationship going or the friendship going.
Uh-huh.
Because even though I may not see it at the time, you know, later I realize, you know, that I basically stepped outside of myself, and I've tried to see something from their perspective, the other person's perspective,
mm-hmm. right.
and come to the realization that that it is better to say that I was wrong.
So in a sense, validating their feelings.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
And that's about all I have to say.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to listen to your program some more. More than just tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Kim.
every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and you can find us on KBOO.FM and look up Calculated Conversation to hear any of the archived Great. Shows.
Great. Thank you, Kim. Thank you. All right, you have a good evening.
Good evening. We have another call. Nino, right? Or
Nino. Hello?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going Nino. On? I know Nino.
Oh, not much. Yeah, you do, baby.
What's going on, brother?
Too, by the way, thanks for the ride to the airport.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
I really wanted to focus on what Kim just said, you know, and Carl. It's a great thing what you guys are doing on the airwaves here, trying to spread the good, positive energy and the love. And, you know, there is nothing wrong. You know, people always have that macho persona of you got to be a man and be like this or be like that. And it's like to just raise your hand and go, hey, that was on me.
Right.
I'm wrong. You know, I did what I did, and I apologize from the bottom of my heart. But all the hate and everything that's through social media and the news and all that crap that's filled everybody up so full of anger and hate lately, it's like, can't everybody just love?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
You know, and to be a man and go, you know, no, I love you. You're another man. I love you. I love women. I love men. I work around a lot of cool people, and, you know, it's a family environment.
Righteous.
And, you know, that's a good way. I mean, just keep spreading it out there, guys. You know, really appreciate what you're doing. I've been a big fan. Can, love you, bro. David,
hey. Yeah,
I'm going to use that on the road, man. I'm going to use that when I'm driving down the freeway and I want to hurt somebody. Yeah, I apologize. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. And just to kind of touch on what you said, I mean, it would be nice if everybody could just do that and understand the importance of love and accountability and people in general. You know, we just weren't taught that. You know, society doesn't teach that, and so we just making it a point to come up here and try to change what we can and put out as much information as possible so that more people can mm-hmm. become aware of the benefits and the importance of it. So we're trying to help out, man.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. And love you guys, man. Thanks. Awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, man.
Metro. All right, Nino.
We have Precious on the line.
Precious. You there? Say anybody. Somebody. Precious?
Yes.
Hey.
I'm from Louisiana.
Hey.
Oh, hey. How you doing, Precious? Thanks for calling
in. Okay, how you doing, David? Good. I was calling because I heard y'all, the guy talking about earlier about apologizing when he feels he's not even in the wrong. The thing about that, I realized that I've been in a situation where someone apologized and is not sincere. I'd rather someone say, you know what, I don't feel I'm in the wrong. I'd rather not apologize right now because I don't think I'm wrong and walk off and maybe come back later. Because, like you said, accountability is that now I have to be accountable for my own emotion because I feel this person understanding what I'm talking about. They're not taking my emotion into consideration. They're just like, you know what, hey, I'm apologize because I want to apologize because I feel like I'm in the right, so I'm not in the wrong, just to make you happy. And I don't think that's right, because I'm a very emotional person, mm-hmm. and I can see when someone says they're sorry, and they're really not.
I'd
rather have a conversation and see, why are you upset? Why are you angry? Why do you think you're right? I'd rather have that conversation just to be like, hey, I'm sorry. So that's just my input on it a little bit.
Okay.
Right, right. I'm a big fan of that, you know? I mean, it's definitely a thin line, first of all,
yeah.
Because... I mean, you don't want to agitate somebody, you know, like and keep blaming them, you know, even if it is like you can, like it can be somebody's fault and they could not know it, and then you could agitate them by trying to get accountability from them, right? You know,
yeah,
but
exactly.
also, you know, I guess you know, there's times if you take accountability when it really wasn't your mistake. I mean, I think that could be open up the doors for a lack of growth. You know, lack of awareness and the lack of conversation as well.
Like you said, a lack of conversation. I believe sometimes people apologize, even though people apologize just to say it, but then they block the thought out, like, I'm just right. Instead of taking that time to process, like, let me really see, or with this person really talking about how I made them feel, even though I feel like I was right, so they can see the person's side from it. You know what I'm saying? So it don't feel so, because the person that's receiving their I'm sorry can see it on the person when they say, like, okay, I'm sorry. It's like, you're not really taking me serious, though. It's important for you to understand where I'm coming from. I'm not saying it just to be saying, I want an apology. I really want you to understand where I'm coming from. And I think that's a big role in communication relationships, husband, wife, sister, brother, mm-hmm. because I know family and friends that just say they're sorry, and they don't mean it. Then it come up 10 years later, or 2 years later, or a month later, hey, you remember this? Because they never had the conversation for real. They're like, yeah, they're sorry for nothing.
I think again, with that, is when you're given that apology because you are trying to protect the energy and keep things at a cool level, it is good to follow that, not just I'm sorry, turn away and walk away,
right?
But I'm sorry, you know, I see that this is, and that's where you go into your explanation, because again, that apology in that case is more for you,
right?
It's more for you than it is for them to feel some kind of way, because they're going to take it however they want to take it, but you give your peace and then have peace with that,
right?
Okay, I like that.
Right.
I want to say thank y'all guys, y'all doing so good on the radio. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Precious. So, yeah, I don't know. I think, like, you know, I mean, we got to close out here, but I think ultimately it ends up with being just kind of picking and choosing your battles, man. That's all,
right,
you know. Like, you can't really do it all. Like, if it's something that's going to break the situation, then you might not want to just give it, you know, take accountability for that, you know, for their fault. You know, you might want to actually talk about it. But
right.
if it's something that ain't going to really break y'all, and somebody might just be going through emotional phase, like your girlfriend or something, like, you know that she get like this, you know, then you could just lie. So anyway, so we about to close out, but one rule of thumb I always like to use when it comes to accountability is, you know, being accountable for things that we intend sometimes and things that we don't intend. And if we don't intend them, it's as simple as, I apologize if I made you feel that way. I wasn't trying to do that. I will be more mindful of that in the future to prevent this from happening. And that's it.
And with that, we just went deep.
Calculated conversation every Tuesday, 7 p.m.
Ice Cube, it's not for the pop chart. So where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original. Or they kill what they
hip-hop. This is KBOO Portland.
Got the club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. Club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. Club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. Club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. Club going up.